Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezer.
Wallet in Bobble Garage. Skeezer Wallet speaking. What's that?
Yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels.
Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley. Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, The Adventure of the Sweet-Scented Sergeant, Skeezix learns that in some rare instances, the difference between a blonde and a brunette is the corner drugstore. But right now, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Well, it seems that the town's social leader, the wealthy Mrs. Van Hassel, held out her hand for a left-hand turn and then made a neat and skillful right-hand turn. Result, Skeezix and his partner, Wilmer Bobble, are now using a rubber hammer to smooth out a crumpled fender. Actually, however, the whole town is talking about Mrs. Van Hassel for another reason.
So Jessica says Mrs. Lindsay told her that she heard Mr. Van Hassel.
Steady, Wilmer.
I got it. Hit it. She says Mr. Van Hassel has stopped speaking to Mrs. Van Hassel.
There. That ought to do it.
And Jessica says Nina heard from the grocery boy that the Van Hassels are going to get a divorce.
Well, you know why the Van Hassels don't get along, don't you, Wilmer?
Well, I know Mr. Van Hassel is plain as an old show, even with all his money.
That's right. Mrs. Van Hassel's the president of every woman's club in town.
Sure, she's head of everything but the
elk. What are you sniffing at?
Do you notice a funny smell in here?
Yeah. Now, I was just wondering if you started using perfume, Wilmer.
Now, wait a minute. It's perfume, all right.
Well, I guess maybe Mrs. Van Hassel left a bottle in her car. She uses a lot of fancy stuff.
Hey, fellas, get a load of it. See how you like it.
Hey, Sarge, what is that stuff?
Don't squirt that stuff on me, Sarge. Like the whole smell like this and Jessica will give me a black eye.
Sarge, what is that stuff?
It's perfume, I think.
What do you mean, you think? You got this garage smelling like a beauty saloon.
That's a salon. Sarge, where'd you get it?
I made it. Just finished the whole batch of it.
Now, listen, Sarge.
Oh, for the last couple of years, I've been taking a correspondence chemistry course on my GI Bill of Rights.
And this is the first thing you made?
Well, before this, I made some paintings.
And did it remove paint?
Removed everything. Blew up before I finished it.
Hey, Jesus, get a load of this. This stuff is dynamite.
No, I didn't put any of that in. I put
Wait a minute!
Wilmer, when you sound like that, you've got a big deal coming on, and that always
Jesus,
means...
Please, Sarge, does it cost much to make this stuff?
No, practically nothing at all.
Jesus, this is it! We're rich!
I was afraid we would be.
Look, we'll make this stuff by the barrel, bottle it up, and put a fancy name on it.
Yeah, but Wilmer, it hasn't been tested.
What do you mean? Tested? You've got a nose, haven't you? One whiff of this stuff, and you're ready for romance.
It hasn't been tested by a laboratory.
How can a laboratory get romantic? Now, what we need is a fancy name. Something like, let me see, I got it. Tour more, Latour.
Latour.
Go ahead, laugh, watch. I'll make you rich. I'll make myself rich. I'll make Skeezix.
No, come down to earth, Wilmer. You've got to be sensible. Now, you don't even know whether women would like this perfume.
Oh, Skeezix,
it's nice
already.
Mrs. Van Hassel, boy.
Yes, Mrs. Van Hassel, it's back here.
Yes, I've got it along. Oh, I'm in an awful rush. I'm late for the garden club tea, and then I've got a committee meeting.
Why, Mrs. Van Hassel, I've never seen you look so wonderful.
Well, Wilmer, thank you.
Yes, sir. If all the ladies in town looked like you, I don't know how us men could stand.
Gee, Wilmer.
Yes, sir. Jessica said to me just the other night, Mrs. Van Hassel sets the style in this town.
Well, I do try to keep on a mode, as it were.
And you sure know how to keep it on you with the knockout. And so, of course, that's the reason I wanted you to be the first to try out our new perfume. He's our chemist. He invented the perfume. I said, if Mrs. Van Hassel uses our perfume, all the other ladies in town will have to use it.
Well, I do have a certain influence in town. Yes.
I'll say you do. Hand me that perfume out of my cigar. Here, Mrs. Van Hassel. Just.
It's rather unusual.
That's romantic, ain't it? I mean, here, let me just squirt a little on you. And then...
No. That isn't the sheep version you said.
It isn't?
Oh, no, indeed. You see, in Paris, they put a touch of curtain on the fingertip, then run the fingertip through the hair. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, sure. Here's the atom right here.
Here. A tip on the fingertip. Now, gently through the hair. See, that's the sheep
version. Oh.
What are you staring at?
Black hair with white streaks.
White streaks? What are you talking about?
Mrs. Van Hassel, you haven't got any zebra blood in you. Have you? Boomer everywhere. Her fingers have touched her black hair.
A white streak just like a zebra.
What are you? Oh, here, let me look in his rearview mirror. I'm ruined for life.
Now, look, Mrs. Van Hassel, let me tell you how
you will tell me nothing, Wilma Bubbles. From now on, you will talk only to my lawyer.
Now back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the sweet scented sergeant. For the past week, Mrs. Van Hassel has stayed strictly inside her house, hiding the shame of her black hair streaked with white. But now the trouble has taken a new turn, or it's easy to say.
This really does it, Wilmer. Now we're really ruined.
But, Skeezers, the Van Hassels were talking about a divorce before Sergeant's perfume streaked her hair.
Just the same, now the whole town's talking about it. People are saying Mr. Van Hassel is divorcing her because she dyed her hair in such an odd way.
Well, we know it isn't true.
I know it, and you know it. But will the jury know it?
Jury? Well, we'll tell the jury.
Sure. And Mrs. Van Hassel will say we not only disfigured her, we also caused her to lose her husband.
Wait, here comes Sarge. He can't help us now.
Maybe he can.
How? Mix us up something that'll put us out of our misery?
I sent him to the laboratory to get that perfume tested. If they say it isn't harmful...
Sure, that might help us in court. You know, I might...
What'd they say about the perfume, Sarge?
Yes, Sarge, tell us.
They said, as perfume, it's absolutely no good.
Oh,
I was afraid of that. But they said if I added 5% of lye to it, it'd be peachy for opening up stuffed brains.
You better save enough for me to take as a farewell cocktail.
Oh, now, Wilmer, settle down.
Hey, I know. I think I'll go home and mix some of that new stuff up and try it. We got a stuffed brain at my house. It might work.
Well, that does it, Jesus. Our last chance. And all my fault, too.
Well, there's only one thing to do now.
I know. We'll have to turn over every cent we have to Mrs. Van Hassel.
No. We've got to...
Wait, Skidder. Here's a cut. Uh-oh.
Mr. Van Hassel.
Oh, how are you, boys? Good day. Has my wife been waiting long?
Mr. Van Hassel, do you mean Mrs. Van Hassel?
Yes, she said she'd be here. Isn't she here?
Well, we heard she hasn't been out of the house for a week.
She hasn't until today. Mysterious errand and said she'd meet me here. I'm taking her away, you know.
Look, it's all my fault, Mr. Van Hassel. I'll give you every cent I've got, but please don't blame Skeezus.
Blame Skeezus? If Skeezus is responsible, I'm here to thank him.
Yes, sir.
Professor, thank me because Mrs. Van Hassel is forced to leave town by ridicule, Mr. Van Hassel?
What? Thank me for your divorce? I mean...
We figured she'd blame it all on that streak of white in her hair. We didn't mean to do it.
It's the finest thing that ever happened to both of us, huh? You see, she's been going to so many clubs and committees these last few years. Well, my old wife, thank you to me.
But the disgrace, her hair, having to stay home.
But that's what she did. She stayed home for a week and we fell in love again.
We're going on a second honeymoon.
Oh, Johnny. Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. I'm so late, dear. I was just beauty shop.
Now, that's all right. It's a lot.
Does my hair look nice?
Of course, yes. Very nice.
And how do you boys think it looks?
Oh, fine, Mrs. Van Hassel.
Gosh, Mrs. Van Hassel, I thought you didn't like that white streak in your hair.
Like it, I'll have you know, Wilma Bobble, that the white streak in my hair is found a fad in town.
A fad, Mrs. Van Hassel?
Why, when I left the beauty shop, half the women in town were having their hair dyed with a white streak.
Some silly women will do anything to be in style, won't they? I'm sure glad Jessica's a sensible girl.
I think you'd better prepare yourself for a shock, Wilma.
Huh?
When I left the beauty shop, the ringleader of the White Hair Street Brigade was Jessica, your wife.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. First, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now a word about the next adventure of Gasoline Alley. Here's Keezer.
Wilmer, Kiggers is a crook, and he's trying to trick you in this grease pig deal.
Let him try it. Nobody slips anything past your Uncle Wilmer Bottle. No, sir. I've got both feet on the ground.
Well, you won't have for long, Wilmer, because Sarge just gave you a hot foot.
Oh!